Earlier this week, a Menasha police officer was sentenced to 6 months in jail and 3 years probation for using Flock license plate reader cameras to track his ex-girlfriend.
It's one of a handful of similar cases in Wisconsin, including one within the Milwaukee Police Department. An officer there was charged with tracking people using department technology.
Instances like these, along with other privacy and trust issues, are leading some Wisconsin communities to cancel their contracts with Flock.
In just a bit, we'll hear about the Green Bay Police Department's approach to using the technology and responding to community concerns.
But first, Isaiah Holmes is a reporter with the Wisconsin Examiner following the Flock developments in Wisconsin. Isaiah, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So this Menasha police officer was just sentenced for misusing Flock license plate reader cameras. The officer in that case didn't fight the charges. What stands out to you about this case as compared to others that you're seeing?
Well, one thing that stands out to me right away is that the officer was actually sentenced to jail time in this situation. There are quite a few other examples of officers who have either been investigated for misusing Flock around the state or have themselves been charged, such as two officers now in Milwaukee attached to the Milwaukee Police Department. And one of those officers, Hosu Ayala, he just got 12 months of probation and was able to take a plea. And in the Racine area, there are several officers who have, to my knowledge, not been identified yet, who have been investigated or are being investigated for misusing Flock or, you know, related to their usage of Flock. So one thing that stood out to me was just how strong the judge's comments against the officer were. He called him an oath breaker and things like that, while also acknowledging that Flock, to the judge's mind, does have a public safety component to it. And that Officer Morales, in this case, Christian Morales, basically abused his authority and his public trust. And it all seems to really come back to that main question of public trust, the citizenry's ability to trust their police department, to work with their police department and communicate with their police department and local government, so that they feel that they have a seat at the table when it comes to whether or not these technologies are deployed in their communities and what happens when officers step over the line with them.
Meanwhile, Flock just announced new changes to their platform to address some privacy and misuse concerns. What kind of changes are coming down the pike?
So some of the changes kind of revolve around, for one, ensuring that officers are not able to kind of just enter in whatever they want into the system. So when an officer uses Flock, they have to enter in a reason, and they're supposed to do things like enter a case number and those sorts of things. And over the last couple of years, audit data has shown that at times officers are entering very, very vague terms. Sometimes it's just things like suspicious or investigation or welfare, which are actually some of the search terms that were used by officers who ended up abusing Flock in our state. But sometimes they're just something as simple as just a period or a dot or a nickname for something. So one thing that Flock is doing is they're kind of tightening that kind of search term parameters so that it's kind of a fixed list of things, and also that the Flock searches have to be connected to a case number, which again was a trait in some of these cases where officers abuse Flock. They did not enter case numbers with them. And also another focus appears to be kind of restricting the network itself so that perhaps a department is able to share their Flock network with kind of neighboring departments or regional departments, but it's cut off from those kinds of like nationwide blanket searches that can cover tens of thousands of cameras at once. Those are some of the changes that are kind of coming down the pipeline. And frankly, some of those changes were already being implemented in some areas at the local level, such as in Milwaukee when they started having trouble with Flock. Last time I talked to Milwaukee PD about it, they had actually said that they did not want to wait for Flock safety to come up with a fix on their own. They wanted to kind of take the initiative to increase their auditing procedures procedures and keep a closer eye on things.
And these cameras, they are becoming increasingly controversial with the general public. How are civilians resisting the use of these cameras?
One of the main things that people are doing is they're going to their local common council meetings. They're going to their local police and fire or fire and police commission meetings and really trying to, again, have that seat at the table to kind of not only say that we have a problem with the way that this is being conducted in our communities, but going forward, we want to have a say in whether or not this sort of technology comes or not, and also how it's used. One thing that happened in Stoughton recently, which was another community that decided to drop their flock camera program, was one person brought up that, you know, it didn't require a vote or public input to put these cameras up, but now we're having to go through a vote process in order to take them down. And that just struck that person as kind of ironic. So people are speaking out, people are sharing information. And in some parts of the country, there have been instances where the cameras have been vandalized in different ways. And again, I think that's exemplary of the kind of frustration that people have when it comes to this question of oversight and accountability in their local police departments and just having a seat at the table to try to work these things out with local officials.
Isaiah, thank you so much for your reporting. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Isaiah Holmes, a reporter with the Wisconsin Examiner. He's been following the community response to flock automatic license plate readers in Wisconsin. Now for the perspective of a Wisconsin police department that uses flock, we're joined by Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis. He's served in the position since 2021. Chief Davis, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You've been at the department since your flock system got up and running in 2022. Can you talk about why Green Bay brought in flock in the first place?
Yeah, at the time I came into this position, Green Bay was experiencing an uptick in gun violence. And so one of our highest priorities right away was to reduce that. And one of the solutions that we proposed, along with a number of others, was gunshot detection. And as we got into the procurement conversation with the Common Council at the time, a lot of our community members expressed concerns about gunshot detection. And through that process, we actually landed on license plate reader as something that at that time the council and the community was a lot more comfortable with. And, you know, it was a much, I think, larger return on the investment. Gunshot detection is very expensive, and this was a much more affordable option.
You recently then completed your first yearly audit of the department's flock use. Can you talk about what prompted the audit and what you have found?
Well, we initially, when we started the program, we established pretty firm policy guardrails around it, but with a lot of the public and even here locally community concern about ALPR systems, we wanted to make sure, and you know, we were seeing reports of misuse in police departments around the state and around the country, and we wanted to make sure that we didn't have any of that going on here.
And so what are those firm policy guardrails that have helped your police department with this tool?
Well, originally, we established what at the time was considered a pretty short timeline for data retention of 30 days, and that has since become the industry standard, and I think that's about to go down further. We also had some regular public and council reporting requirements, and that evolved pretty quickly when we use a vendor for our pole-mounted license plate reader called Flock. And we used their transparency portal, and we just posted that on our website so people could see in real time how it was being used, who had access to share it with other agencies, and how many license plates were read by the system, data metrics like that.
So as you look at Green Bay, about 4 years of using a flock product, what have you found as you look back on the system and what it has done for your department?
In terms of crime reduction, I think it has been a huge benefit. And, you know, we have lots of examples of cases that we've been able to solve that we would not have been able to solve any other way. And lots of examples of cases where we've developed actionable leads much more quickly than we would have in the past without this technology. So, you know, the crime reduction and our crime rate has gone down over the last, since 2022. We peaked in 2022, and all of the measures that we look at for crime, whether it's reported crime rates overall, we also look at some specific gun violence metrics that have gone down. And, you know, you can't look at one piece of technology and say that's the cause, but I think that is part of how we got to where we got in terms of making the city safer. But that, on the other hand, you know, we still have to establish an appropriate balance with the very real civil liberties and privacy concerns that exist around this technology.
Chief Davis, when you say, you know, lots of cases solved through this Flock technology tool, can you describe what kinds of cases this technology is particularly helpful or useful in?
It's helpful in pretty much any case that involves a car, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I can, for example, we recently had a pretty serious hit and run traffic collision involving a pedestrian who was very seriously injured. And we were able, just through a little bit of suspect vehicle description, to use our license plate reader system to identify a suspect and to close that case and, you know, be able to hold someone accountable for that. It has also, you know, there have been shooting cases where it's helpful, where suspects leave in a car. It's also very helpful with things like retail theft, you know, and organized retail theft investigations, because those often involve people in cars and, you know, those kind of serial offenders where you're investigating more than one crime by the same person. But a lot of times they use the same vehicle in those crimes. And so we're able to make connections and we're able to get leads that either would have taken us a lot longer or we wouldn't have been able to get at all in the past.
You are walking that line between public safety, cracking cases, and privacy and civil rights and transparency. Are there instances where you've chosen to prioritize people's privacy over the power of your police force?
There are. And, you know, I think, you know, our community expects to be safe and expects us to be effective at reducing and preventing crime, but not at all costs. And so, you know, for example, we have strict prohibitions against using license plate reader technology at First Amendment free speech events. We're not interested in collecting information about who was at a First Amendment event. You know, that's one example. And we, you know, we have a shorter retention period. Originally, when we developed this program, you know, I remember talking to some of our investigators who really wanted us to retain the data for longer, like for a year or two. And we had to say, no, we're only going to keep this for 30 days because, you know, 2 years worth of historic data about where every car in the city went past an ALPR camera is just not appropriate for the government to be keeping quite that much data.
Chief Davis, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Sure. Happy to help.
That is Chris Davis, chief of the Green Bay Police Department. Earlier, we heard from Isaiah Holmes, a reporter with the Wisconsin Examiner, who has been following the community response to Flock automatic license plate cameras here in Wisconsin.